You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Lamed Beis Amel, fourth parak, Hashaleach. In the Mishnah it says, fourth parak, first Mishnah, Hashaleach get le'ishtoi. Person sent a get via shliach to his wife. So there are four cases in the Mishnah. Higia b'shliach. Higia doesn't mean he chased him, he met the shliach. He sent the shliach to divorce his wife and he met the shliach. Or shesholach rachav shliach. Or he sent a messenger to void the shliach. V'amalov. And he told the shliach, get shina sedcha batal hu. Voiding the get. Either he met the shliach, which he had sent to send the get to his wife, or he sent the shliach to void the shliach. Harez a get batal. What? Is this obvious? It's pretty obvious, right? It's mevat l'shliach in front of the shliach. He sent the shliach, it's mevat l'shliach. He was mevat l'shliach. The next two cases in the Mishnah is where he intercepted the wife. Kidem etzel ishta.
Why did he take
back the get at that point? Never. He said, get shliach. Well, you know, it's a machlokes, if you can reuse the get. It's a machlokes, if you can reuse it. Remember the Gemara. It's a machlokes, if you can reuse it.
He doesn't want to give it again. He should take it back.
He should take it back. You mean to make sure. Yeah, to make sure that he gives it. Yeah.
I can't give it again if he doesn't have it.
Okay, I hear you, Taina. Kidem etzel ishta. In this third and fourth case, he either went to the woman, or he sent a shliach to his wife. Oh, shishach etz a shliach. From get shliach a batlu. Harez a batlu. And then we're going to have a fifth case in the Mishnah, and then we'll go to the Gemara. The fifth case in the Mishnah is that if the agent gave the get and then he voids it, it's too late, which is the Gemara says pshita. Pshita get the other shuven yoch levatlo. Right? This is obvious, too obvious. Okay, zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara. I want to learn with you Gemara Rashi, little Tosfos, and then we'll get straight to Rabbi Akiva the Rashba. Higi oy loy katani. The Gemara makes a diyaki gi oy. Loikotan. Higir would mean he was chasing after the shliach. Higir means he reached him like he was seeking the shliach. Eligia katani. Hagia filo memeil. He just met him. Now rabbis say, isn't it a funny thing? I mean, he just met him and he decided to be mvatla get. It's suspicious. Hagia memeil. Veloya amrina. We don't say. Metzura de kumachabin. He's just teasing. Har. When I say har with emphasis, because the Rashba doesn't learn har. Veloya amrina tzura de kumachabin. So in other words, there's a havamina here that he doesn't really mean to void the get. He's just teasing her. That's the havamina, right? The chiddush is higia. If he chased after the shliach, then it'd be obvious. But since he just met the shliach, so maybe he doesn't really mean to void the get. He's just teasing her. Now there's a big machlokes, Rashba and Rashi, what it means he's teasing her. I draw your attention to Rashi, HaKadosh. Rashi says he gi oy havi mashba shadrodach avisigon. He gi oy means he chased him. He gi oy means he met him. Afilu memeila. He happened to meet him. He stopped off. He went to the 7-Eleven and he met him at the 7-Eleven. Shneish tashlich baderech. The shlich delayed on the road. The hayolol is aderech l'sham. And this guy happenstance to go there. Ahuv afilu achibatul. And we don't say he's just teasing. V'lo'amrina, named Dr. Rashi, v'lo'amrina b'dat latla. Etzur bi'al mochoy deshochachai. To tease her for a month or two. To tease her for a month or two. Shemetaitl vati redu v'achrov. So I draw your attention to the Rashba. We're going to study more Gemara and more Taisvis, but we should look at this first Rashba. So Reb Kivega on the first, and the Lamed Amalav. You have two sides. In your Kirega, there are two sides. One is Lamed Amar Aleph, and one is nothing. It says on the upper left, the one with Chav Taf starts with Chav Tes. The one that says in the upper right-hand corner, Daf Chav Tes, and the upper left-hand corner, it says Lamed Amar Aleph. It's page 245. The next one is 240. The other side is 246. You have it, David, you see? Yeah. 245. Yeah. The bottom of the first column. Ayin Rashba. Look in the Rashba. Shemak shal pirish Rashi. So Rashba. Then I'll tell you how the Rashba learns and we'll go deep. The Rashba asks Sam Rashi, the mefarish the tziura, haim la'akev chodesh ha'chachai. He means to delay the get. So nice to see you, Yossi. just came to Abkivega. We did the Gemara yesterday. Yeah. The Gemara. We have a Gemara for you. Even you, when you need the Gemara, we have another Gemara for you. Okay.
I can't understand this because here this man, and he's going to give his wife a ghetto, she knows about it, and then he pulls it back.
Does she know? I don't know if she knows.
Does she know or not? That's the question. You know, like he's going to go home with her, and he's
going to one of them is out of town. He's sending a shliach. He's not sending a shliach to his next door. When you're sending a shliach, we assume she's in a different city. They're not in the same city. That's the assumption.
But she doesn't know about it.
Maybe not. So let's see what. I have her on Kiveya. I have a backpack. It's the extra. Kiveya. Okay, I have the real. I brought an extra.
I didn't understand. How is he using herself?
Well, once I'll assume, we'll see what the teasing is. We have to learn the Kiveya with the Rashba. So Kiveya. Oh. I in Rashba. Shemak Shabirish Rashba. This is Rashba's kasha. Rabbi Kivei is quoting Rashba. I really wanted to bring the Rashba in, but somehow I got lazy. I just brought the Rabbi Kivei. Hainu la'akev chodesh chodshai. Rashi learned he's just delaying a month or two, but he's delaying it a month or two. So, din came. Mimila. Yef shalishliach litin la'etshitzav haba. The shliach can give it to the Baal, because the Baal, the Rashb is learning in Rashi, Rabbi Sai, that he really means to hold back the get for a month or two. That's how the Rashb is learning Rashi. So, Mimela, Ashitin Shavam Alitin Litin. So, the shliach, if he's saying a month or two, so when can the shliach give it? The Baal has to tell him, okay, give it now. The Rashb is learning Rashi, that he really means to hold back the get for a month or two. Litzura means, he means to hold back the get for a month or two. Uvazaf in bitlo, mahani. So even if you say, af in bitlo, kidakam chosim garishba. Uvazaf af in bitlo, mahani. That means, even if you're the mavatl get, we paskin chosim mavatl. Well, it's a little mistake in Rabbi Kivei. But he means, it's a machlok, it's bitlo mavatl, bitlo no mavatl. If you're mavatl the get, one of the two arguments, Rabbi Yishim Gamliel. We had in the Mishnah, what happens to Mevat Leget, not in front of the Shliach of the Isha, right? He did in front of Bezdin, Bar Yishayin. So the Afim bit, I'm sorry, there's another Machlekes. Chayza Megashma. We're talking about the Machlekes from Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Kiveg is referring to an earlier debate. Tina Morayim, if you're Mevat Leget, can you reuse it? It's a machlokes, right? Was that afim bitlo mahani? Afim bitlo mahani. Can I have a chazim? Was afim bitlo mahani? So as he's saying, even if you're mavat l'shlich, can you still use the get? So the Rashi is iskem Rashi. What's the difference if you're teasing for a month or two? You're mavatal it. You can reuse the get anyway. Was afim bitlo mahani? Even if you're mevatel the get, we paskin chayzim megarishba. We paskin you can't. It's machlekes sugis. If you can't or you didn't mean to, then machlekes Rashi ties the sugi here in the singing kedushin. If the gemara means he doesn't mean to be mevatel the get, or he's not being mevatel the get, but you can reuse the get. Kedushin chayzim megarishba. In Cain, fake the Rashi ain't efresh in bittel veilatziur. The Rashi is mamanafsha. If the shliach wants to give the get, the Baal is saying, hold it back the get, hold back the get, a month or two. So the shliach to give the get has to get reshus, get permission from the husband. If he did bittel, you also can't give the get. So what's daf kamina between bittel and tziure? The Rash Pierce on Rashi, there's no naf kamina between bittel and the tziure. Where these. What? He can't, either way. And then yes, and Mamadavshach. Even if you're holding his mavatl, you can reuse it. But what's the difference? When he meant to eliminate, but you could, if he meant to eliminate it, he could tell him to give it. If he meant to delay it, he could tell him to give it. So what's the nafkamina? The shliach can't give it till the husband gives him rishus. No, so he's learning. He's learning. The Rashba is learning in Rashi that even if you hold the tziurei, there is. Till I give the go ahead, you can't give the get. I didn't learn that way in Rashi. I didn't learn that way, Rashi. So look what we can say. No, but we owe Chosim a Garish Bo. That's what the Rashi says. Even if he owed Bittel, you could still reuse it. I agree with you. That's what I said. Shitsvi. But this I woke up every hour five times. I had this Rashi, but this Rabbi Kivayga the night before this year. Because I was waking up every 4 minutes. Every time I woke up, I was going over this Rashi, but this Rabbi Kivayga. So let's get it straight tonight. I try to say it over, but it's not so easy. It's a little complicated. Look, I didn't say over Rabbi Kivayga. Rabbi Kivayga gives two nafkaminas. Rabbi Kivayga is learning in Rashi that you're suspending the get. Now, what does it mean you're suspending the get? Does it mean, see, I was speaking to someone, a very chashuv balabas, is retired, and I told him that it's a temporary bittel. So he said, no, it's not a temporary bittel of the shlichus. He's not being mevatel the shlichus. He's just holding back that he can't give the get. You're still my shliach. It's like you tell the shliach, give it in 30 days. Remember we had those cases? He's saying, I'm suspending your right to divorce her, but you're still my shliach. So look what Rabbi Kivayga says, two nafkaminas. Rabbi Kivayga is going to give two nafkaminas to Rashi, then I'll tell you, Mechilas Kvayg Rabbi Kivayga, where I learn Rashi. See, Rabbi Kivayga is agreeing to the Rashi's pshat. So look, he gives two nafkaminas. I'm going, Rabbi Kivayga. I'm going, I'm going. Or either side the Yeshlo. Four lines to the bottom, he says, I'm near Sadi Yeshli. The Lamad Isi B'Yushalmi, Huva B'Rosh V'Rashba. We spoke it out in the Daf. The Basa Shlich, Lolich Getzich Lachzik B'Vnei Be'Eidim. Remember, Rabbi Yisri mentioned, if you need Eidim, when you appoint a Shliach, it's in Yushalmi, they bring the Rishon and bring, you need two Eidim. When you appoint a Shliach, just like you need two Eidim, and Dov Sheva Bachas Mishnayim. You need two Eidim when you appoint a Shliach for Gerish. Rashba and the Rashi. B'Vnei Be'ez. Imkei Yesh Nafkemina Zos. Oh. That's the nafkamina. Then let's see, Urain, Yevshel Akvo Lefishah. There's a mistake here again. See, the ones who printed these because they know it's there are a lot of mistakes in Rabbi Kivayga. You just follow with me. Then let's see, Urain, Imkein Rakla Akvo Lefishah, Velo Bitashichs. It probably was supposed to be Imkein Aim Akvo Rakla Fishah, Velo Bitashichs. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. You can't read it. You can't read it. I have to fix it. The Rebbe Kivayga's the Bab Metzin getting it full of mistakes because the one who printed it didn't understand it. It's full of mistakes. That's what I think. But it's full of mistakes. The Metziurei, he's only being ma'akiv vishah lo bitel ashlichus. If you hold the Metziurei, he's not being mevatel ashlichus. He's temporarily suspending the shlichus. Achak sheyitzas abal in tzaklek zig b'fnei beis. Kivayga says the nafkamina bittel and teasing is where you need two eidim to reappoint the shliach. If it's a bittel shlichus, no, now you want a divorce, you got to need two eidim to appoint him again. But if you're just suspending his right to divorce her, do you think I'm right on this balabas? Does he mean a temporary bittel of the eidus? Or it's not a bittel of the eidus, it's just a, not much of a difference. This kosher, Shlomo Klein shlita, Charlie Klein, you know Charlie Klein? Charlie Klein from Baruch.
Charlie Klein designed the Chaburu.
He's very chashuv balabas. His brother was made chaburus for many years. So Charlie told me he learned pshat. It's not. See, I was reading the Rabbi Kivayga like it's a suspension of the shlichus. He said, no, it's not a suspension of the shlichus. I think he's right. It's just he's taking away the power to give the get. You have a shliach to give again.
Changing the instructions, that's all.
But he's still a shliach,
yeah,
right?
It's just changing.
I agree. That's the Charlie. The you have a chav to Charlie Klein.
No,
I'm with you.
I'm agreeing with Charlie.
You're agreeing with Charlie.
I'm explaining what Charlie Klein is saying.
No, I understood. It's good. I like it too. He's only being temporarily taking away his power. Velo bitel ashlichus. He's not being like Charlie said. Velo bitel ashlichus. Achakach sheitzavos abal. Tzachlach zikum b'fnei beis. He doesn't need another two eidim because he's still his shliach. Came in the chvar. Nashe shlich mikara. Avon bitel ashlichus. So that's the nafkamina with the bittel, or he's temporarily withholding his right to divorce. On the top of the second lakash, sounds a shame. Now he gives another nafkamina.
I just want to, if I could stop the Rebbe. He comes to the woman, let's say.
No, wait, no, not our case. He's coming to the shliach.
No, I'm just trying to understand why it works over there. The shliach is on the way. He didn't make any deal now to change the shliach. He comes to the woman, says it's not a get, right? That's another case, right?
That's another case.
Right, that's the other case. So why doesn't it work over there?
But who says
that? Shlichus is still in effect.
If he's mevatel, he's being mevatel the shlich in front of the woman. He doesn't have to be involved in front of the shlichus. He's involved the woman.
So just like he had to appoint
so the
shliach in front of two, maybe he needs to be mevatel the shliach in front of two.
Good question. Who speaks about that? Yeah, it's a very good point. I think we said, Taisis, like the Gimel HaMaral of Taisis. You're mechamim to Taisis, Ben. Taisis Mesupik, in the bottom of Taisis, we spoke it out in the Dav. But bittel shlichus, you can do it in front of the shlich. You need aidin. Tais in the subic, the bottom tais. I'm giving them all. Very good point, Ben. Okay. Anyway, so Reb Kivega gives another nafkamina. Kivega says, look at Reb Kivega, beautiful Reb Kivega, going not godel Reb Kivega. Even though I'm the sedaiti, stop shatna Rashi. But look at his great nafkaminas. That Reb Kivega is giving differences if he's teasing her and withholding the get for a month or two. In other words, he's taking away, teasing her. Reb Kivega is learning like the Rashba, that he's withholding his power for the shliach to do it, but he's still technically a shliach. Or you want to learn like me, it's a temporary bittle of the shliach. How do you learn? Another nafkimina. The nafkimina behepach, the opposite. If you need Adim to do this, duty. If you need Aiden for Bittel Shlichs, exactly what you said. The Chumer Avichumer Bittel Avikula. The Tzir Avichumer Bittel Avikula. I love you, it's not Taisus. Kegel quotes the Taisus. That Bittel Bifnei Shlich Tzach Liz Bifnei Beis. Kegel is Taisus Mesuk. Rabbi Kegel brings that, I forgot. Second Nafkamini brings the Taisus. Kegel is Mesupik, like you said, Ben. You need two Aiden to be Vatel Shlichs. Now, Shemavim, can you Shlomar? So Ksha'arma lo gets a bottle, shall bifnei beis. Imam Nitzira, I should say, Lakiv Chodesh Yam, Zain Sarchlias bifnei beis. If he only is Litziuri, he doesn't need two witnesses to tell the Shlech wait for a month. But if he's being Mavat and the Shlech, he needs two witnesses. Vav Shamlo Gamkin, Gang Shalo bifnei Adim, Kochel Shlech Lidola. I don't know who in him bittel Ashlechas. I know this is interesting, but it's not so simple. Right. But Kivega assumes that if you want to just hold back for a month, you don't need Adam for that. For that, you don't need Adam to hold back his power to give the get. But a bittle eight of a bittle eight shlichus, come on to my shlichus base, you can't break it either, like you said, Ben. How can I learn nitfas bittle of lo beidim? Safim al lo ken shal lo beidim. Lo nitfas a bittle of yachla shlich lem salag et miha. So Kivega says, so two nafkamina, Rabbi Kivega says, similar ones. Whether you need to aid him, if it's Litziurei, you don't need to aid him Litziurei, you only need to aid him for Bittel. And the question is, do you need to aid him when you tell him to give it the next time? So Kivega is two nafkin. Rabbi said, this is what I want to answer, Rashi. Like you're saying, Tzvi, I just want to explain the Rashba. How does the Rashba learn? How does the Rashba learn Litziurei? The Rashba, see what Kivega doesn't call it the Rashba's pshat. I want to suggest in the Daf that Rashi, Tzvi, that we all go like the Rashba. The Rashba learns that Tziura means he's teasing, it's not a bittle at all. Doesn't mean a bittle. It's not a, it's Tziura means Rashi, he's learning Rashi. The Rashba thinks the Rashi learns. The Rashba learns that Rashi means he's holding back the power to give the get for 2 months. So Rashba says, that's not the pshat that Tziura means. It's not bittle.
He's playing,
it's not bittle. Yeah. That's how the Rashba learns. The Rashba learns that way. See, Reb Kivega doesn't bring the Rashba's pshat, he just brings the Rashba's kasha and Rashi, and he answers it. So I wanted to suggest, but then I learn Hashaleh, I teach Hashaleh. I think, that, like you said, see, Rashi is minded to the Rashba. I'll tell you why, see. So Rabbi Sai, who is he teasing? Who is he teasing? When he tells the Shliach, I'll be Mavat Lager, he's just teasing, he doesn't really mean Bittel. He doesn't mean to be Mavat. Who is he teasing? The Rashba says he's teasing the Shliach. I don't have the Rashba. The Rashba says he's teasing the Shliach. That's mud. Is that mud? Straight, teasing the Shliach. But you're teasing the Shliach. Unless it's her brother-in-law or something. But
he's
teasing
around, but he's also saying he's joking. He's
Rashba. So one second. So now, Rashi's saying, now, Now, so let's say you learn like the Rashi. He's teasing, but Rashi didn't want to learn. He's teasing the Shliach. Ridiculous. So how is he teasing? So what does he plan to do? So he tells the Shliach to get his bottle. He's really just teasing. Now what's the Shliach going to do? Is the Shliach going to give the get? If he tells the Shliach, I'm about to get, he's teasing. What does the Shliach think? Shliach thinks, he's serious, he's not going to give the get. Was he about to get? I say, Rashi means exactly like the Rashi. Not like Rabbi Kivega, not like the Rashba learned Rashi. Rashi also learns like the Rashba. He means, Rashi also holds, he's just teasing. And it's nothing. But what's his point of teasing? What does he plan to do? So he's never going to give the get? So what does that mean he's teasing? What does it mean he's teasing? So he's never going to give her the get? What's he doing? He's told the Shliach, your bottle. Is the Shliach going to give the get? The Shliach doesn't realize he's teasing. Shliach will never give the get. So Rashi says, what do you mean he's teasing? He's teasing her for a month or two. He's holding back her get. And a month or two, he'll tell the Shliach, I was just joking. Go give her the get. So it's not like Rabbi Kivega. Not me, the Rashi. That's what he did. The other Chabdis, yes, I wasn't sure. It's a little complicated. The Olam Chab, you know, I said, were you there when I said this in Shia? The Olam Chab, but I was saying that Rashi, I don't know.
I doubt it.
What?
I doubt it.
You doubt it, yeah.
What? Not enough time to digest.
Yeah, it's a Monday night. This needs, but you know, I'm too tempted to deliver this, but it's a little complicated. So I wanted to say, David, in the Shia, that Rashi holds like the Rashba. Teasing means, the Gemara means exactly teasing, but Rashi is explaining the tease. You can't say, well, he'll never tell the Shliach, she'll never get divorced. That's not called teasing. So Rashi says, for a month, he tells the Shliach, I'm being malat for you. Then a month or two later, he'll tell the Shliach, I was just joking. I was teasing. Rashi's learning like the Rashba. He says a month or two because he wants to explain how he's teasing her. So this way, she'll think, oh, I'm not getting a get. He's
what's
teasing.
Enough
his,
to mean it?
Nothing. Rashi holds, that's what I'm saying. So
but
teasing.
Then you got the Rashba's question.
No, Fakir, he learns like the Rashba. Teasing means nothing. He's learning like the Rashba.
He means not to give the
get. He doesn't mean a bittle at all. He doesn't mean hold back. He doesn't mean anything.
If the guy gives it without asking,
it would be a good get.
It would be a good get.
Yeah, so what is he teasing? Now what is that teasing? You think the Shlich is going to give it to us? The Shlich is not going to give it to us. The guy said he's butler get. You think the Shlich knows he's teasing? Shlich doesn't realize he's teasing. So Rashi is saying, this is his tease. His tease is that he's going to tell the Shlich he's mevat leget. Then a month or two, he'll tell him later. So the Rashba learns, he's teasing the Shliach. So he's telling the Shliach, then I was just joking. Teasing the Shliach, it's a tame on the Rashba. Rashi is learning, he's teasing her. How is he teasing her? For a month or two, the Shliach won't give the get. So she'll feel, oh yeah, I'm not getting a get. Another Shliach, okay, give it to her, I was just joking. But Rashi is learning exactly like the Rashba. And they are cut. So it's did we have Kivega now? Kivega.
Why? Asking a question
on Rashi. What?
Understand? The Rashba didn't understand it.
Look, Rabbi, sir, you know, I'm defending Rashi. And when I would say, Rebbe, he didn't know that. You didn't know. You know, people always tied it to me.
What he holds almost identical pshat to Rashi, so he didn't want to
learn that way in Rashi. Right. So he is saying, what happened to the Rashi?
I'm not closer to the time of
Rashi. So you like Rabbi Kivega's approach. So the Rashba, Tzvi says, I'm imagining Rashi meant like the Rashba. Because how could a little yukel guy, 800 years, 600 years later, go up against the Rashba? You're right. I'm not being on a Chubas Rashba. I'm just learning up a Rashi.
Yeah.
I have a right, you know. It's a free country. I hear. I'm happy when you answer that because I'm convincing you that that my shot is correct. Okay, let's go on, Rabbi.
Oh, okay, Rabbi Shimon, does the Shliach have the Ksuvah money? Or is it the
Ksuvah is not to do with Git. That's Maseches Ksuvah. Yeah,
no,
people.
But I was giving the get. I mean,
I don't give the Ksuvah. When you give the get, she just assumes the Ksuvah. Today, they're happy if they get a get. They don't even think of a Ksuvah.
Oh, they don't even think of it.
Yeah.
You don't think it's a little proof that he is a Ksuvah and he didn't take away the get?
Yeah, yes, you're tying them. Why is he taking it back? But it's only a Havamina, though. We say, we don't say let's see. The Havamina is let's see. Ruka Mashmah, not let's see.
But you got a little bit of a proof
there. Yeah, to the Havamina. It's what you're saying, you know, it's a little funny. Kamashman is not let's see. It's a Bittel. The Rashmi is a Rashi. According to you, there's no Nafkamina when it's a Bittel, let's see. That's what would be mafalri. But Chveya gives two nafkaminas. And I say, no, it's not pshat. Rashi holds like the Rashi, but you don't need any nafkaminas. Good, Rabbi Chveya is going to shed nafkaminas, but we don't need it. Okay, let's do another. It's a beautiful Rabbi Chveya. Three Rabbi Chveyas tonight. I'm leaving to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow night, so next Monday I'll be in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Shia Wednesday night, Thursday night this week, and next week, Monday night, Shia's bottle. Wednesday night, I'm coming back Wednesday morning. Wednesday night, Shia next. Okay, now next Gemara. Please look inside, Rabbi. Say one more line, Gemara, and a little Tysus. Gemara says, Kamash, Imim Sheget Liada, about two thirds away down the Daf, after the last Kamash one, the first four, you have the first four Kamash ones. He goes to the Shliach, sends a Shliach to the Shliach, goes to her, sends a Shliach to her. Then it says, quote, last word on the line, Im Sheget Liada, Necholavatlo, end quote, Pshita. This is obvious. Once they get a schal, you'd be mavat, look at it, absurd. Pshita. Rebbe doesn't write things full, you know, without a havamina. And for the Gemara, lo tzricha, the mahadolei mekar levtulei. Lo tzricha, we don't need it, only meaning we do need it. The mahadolei mekar levtulei is running after the guy to be mavat. He's running after the guy. And after the guy gave the get, he's panting. He runs after you guys. Oh, I'm trying to be mavatli. I was running after you. Mag the same igloy milsalam afreya. It's a glimpse of him between mavatli. Kamash mala.
It's a good get.
Right. Even though he's chasing the guy, and what's chasing the guy? A gilui milsa. So now Taisus. He spoke out this Taisus at that. Very important Taisus. You know, machlokes rabbi and rav of gilui milsa get the milsa la milsa. It's a machlokes of ayv rav. The guy said, Baruch atov ha-meitif. A guy sent the shliach to divorce his wife. She was busy spinning, knitting, or spinning thread. Said, come back tomorrow. And when the husband said that, he said, Baruch HaMeitiv, Tov HaMeitiv. So it's a machlokes Abaye v'Rava, whether that's, you could construe that as a bittul. It's a gilui, he didn't mevatel, but it looks like that he wants, not to want the guy. He said, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. So it's a machlokes Rava and Abaye. It's a machlokes Rava Abaye, if gilui milsa, I explained in the Daf, Rabbi, I say, Davin, what? Oh, see, that, so I explained that if it would be an umdina, remember I said, David, if it would be an umdina, if it would be libov lev kolob, if we for sure know what he's thinking, it's not dvarim shebalev, then that wouldn't be machlok Rabbi Rabbi. Rabbi Rabbi argued, when it's a gilig milsa, it seems that way. It's, so do we say it's dvarim shebalev? Oh, you didn't say it. Well, we say no. From what we construe, so it doesn't mean we know what you're thinking. If we would know what he's thinking, like Rabbi Chveya says in the Dorim, like the Ran says, Rabbi Chveya says in Dorim, I intes, if we know what you're thinking, that's libov lev kolod, that's not Varm Shebelev.
So running after is not
under that. Oh, so Taisus is. According to Rav, Frank Taisus, let's see the Taisus.
Mild the same. She gets the get.
Next to Rabbi Chveya, let's see Taisus. Mahu the same igloy milsa mafred the betuli badli kamash. The Rava, Rava holds Rabbi says the Yal Kegam. We don't paskin like Rava. We hold like Abaye Gil Mitzvita Lav Milsa. It's the gimel of Yal Kegam. But Rava holds Helig Rava. He holds Gili did and gives a milsa. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? Rava's got to learn the Mishnah. So that's the place of Mitzvah. According to
enough Gil Milsa, because he might be just wants to see.
What's he running after?
He wants to see.
And like the Gemara said later, the high Asher Havle.
Done right and done.
Freit Taisus. Rava, the Amalekama. Rava says, I'm dalit in two blood hands. The Gilu died of guilt and we'll see. Ainu Shanoi de Koshim Yedliyam. It's known before the get was given. Like the Gemara in Lamed Dalet, where he said, Atoiva Meitiv. Aval im lo no da usa Gilu died at Ashi Yedliyam. It was known as Gilu died.
That what? That he wanted to get rid of the get.
Right. That he wanted to get rid of the get. Like you said, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, before the get was given. But
what about the case of Neder, where he comes to the river, he says, I'm here, and then the Gemara says that thou doesn't know. Isn't there a famous case? It's brought up sometimes.
Had,
it
yes, 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 we had it right here. Right,
that's
right,
okay.
So the other side, Chazud Asoy.
Yeah, it was
right.
So there he's saying, I fulfilled the Tanai. Right. If I come back, it's not again. I came back, and he says, no, you didn't.
You didn't threaten.
Come back. Aval imlo no da zaktaisi yasod. Imlo no da usagila daita achashigila lafta. It's too late. You found it out after you gave the get, the skila dat, it's no good. Kigon, like, davaroid basa shliach, he's chasing the shliach, livtulin. Visava shliach, ah, the shliach thinks, like you, Tzvi. The Taisa says the shliach is thinking like Reb Tzvi. The other right by Tzvi, the bailamim, asher havla. He means say, give it already, asher havla, quickly give it. Kedamala, come on. Ah, vichimavatle, achshibaliyada. Vishazadash adaini biara shliach. He thinks the shliach still has it. The other guy, Muslim, my friend, if you have a right. We know what he was doing. If he's mavatl, he caught the shliach. Some mavatl you. And the shliach says, sorry, buddy, it's too late. So do we know why he was running in? We know now. We afterwards, we find out before. So Taisa says, it's too late. Havludvam shibalev. That little shliach, lovezdim. Lo know the title of the shliach for Yishuv Bezin, Vavlu Dvarim Shebelev, Deinu Dvarim. Now, do we believe him, Rabbi Yisai, why he was chasing the shliach? Yes. That's, we believe him. Apishin Nemel of a Kachu, you believe him. We believe him.
But it happened afterwards.
But we didn't know. We only, Bezin didn't know, the shliach didn't know, the Yishu didn't know. Says, Apishin Nemel of a Kachu, you believe him. Vafagav the Ba'alma. The famous case in Kedushin Dvam Shebelev. And we believe him, Marshall talks about it there. Do we believe him that he only sold his property because he meant to move to Israel? Yeah, we believe him. Bidinu, Lavi Dvarim. It's La Dvar. So Tais is asking like this, Rabbi. Zaklal Dvam Shebelev in Dvar. There, what you're doing is contradicting what you're thinking. You're selling your property. You're selling property, no conditions attached. And you're thinking, so your actions are contradicting came to Chosh Lefarish. Why don't you make a condition? If you're selling it on Manasseh, you also say something. Say something. What you're doing indicates not what you're thinking. You know, the Rashbin Kedushin and Avnun says, it's a big machlok mishayim. Let me share with you Rashbin Kedushin and Avnun. The Rashba says that Dvarm Shibalev in and Dvarm is only what you're doing contradicts what you think. As I say, Rashba, it's a little like this he's saying. If what you're thinking is not contradicting what you're doing, then we don't say Dvarm Shibalev in and Dvarm.
For example?
Well, the Rashba says Truma Belev. If you mafresh Truma Belev, I Dvarm Shibalev in and Dvarim. It says in Shavuos, you can be mafresh Truma Belev without saying it. I don't
should live in the farm. You're not doing it. You're not actually being mafresh.
Yeah, but Dr. Rashba, since you're not doing something that's contradicting what you're thinking, as a matter of fact, one of the four kashas, Rashi Taisvis says, the bittel is mitam. Hefke, machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. So, Taisvis says a kasha. How does it work? Rani has four kashas. Taisvis have bittel. So, Rani has, Tvam should live in the farm. The Rani has. How can bittel work? How can bittel work with Tom Hefker? Taisa is one kash, you need three. The Rani is four kashes. Beginning of Psach. The Rani is four kashes at the Pshat that bittel is with Tom Hefker. Rashi and Rambam learn bittel is mental destruction of the Chametz. Bittel Chametz is a mental destruction. Taisa learns it's a form of Hefker. So the Rani is, Dvarm Shevlevin and Dvarm. So he's starting to quote the Rebbe, his Rebbe, it's not schwer. Because you don't say Dvarm Shevein and Dvarm, but what you're thinking, what you're doing is not contradicting what you're thinking. That's my teretz to the Ran's kash, his Rebbe the Rashba. Tais doesn't ask that kash. Tais says one kash on Pshat of Hefker, and the Ran is four. Ayin Shah, Lam Psach. Aval Khan, Isa Komashia Chalasas. He's doing whatever he can do. But in other words, nothing what he's doing is contradicting what he's thinking. Here is chasing the shliach, that's all he can do. They couldn't text in those days. And no other way, just to teach the shliach. So you know what Taisa says, as we spoke out in the daf, Mikom makom asum kidvarm belev, mit rabbanan. Asum kidvarm shablev. Taisa suddenly says, Rabbi Kivega is going to ask, we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Kivega. Taisa says, David, you see this little skinny line? Asum kidvarm shablev, the rabbis. Midaraisa, it's a bittel. You did all you can do. So it really is a bittel midaraisa. The rabbi said it's not a bittel.
I thought you said you could misinterpret it.
The shliach misinterpreted.
Everybody. He said,
no.
He said bezdin.
He just says bed.
The woman, the shliach, the woman, and bezdin. Nobody knows what's in his mind. That's what he said.
No. He says, I would say, I didn't read the Tysus that way. I'll tell you how I read the Tysus. I read the Tysus that you mean, is only the shliach is making this mistake? You're right. See, are they all making this mistake? The Tosis says the shliach thinks like you. But after you see Tosis, you're right. But after you see that when he got to the shliach, he said, "Bavat leget." Then the mafreya, we know why he was running.
He said that's too late.
Now Tosis says, "Midaraisa." Now Tosis changed his mind, Svi, and he's saying, "No, it's really not too late. It's only midrabanan. Asa umkidvam shemalev and midrabanan. They lack choice." Now Tosis a kasha that's familiar to all you daf yomi learners. The mikamidi the midaraisa love you get to midrabanam again. Yeah, but Tosis has an answer like the Gemara, and I was mechanter Rabbi Kivega. I said in the daf why Tosis has an answer like the Gemara. Taisus asked the Gemara's question. First wide line. The Mika Midi, the Raisa get with Rabbana get. So you think Taisus can answer, Afkir Rabbana and call the Mekadesh? Nah, you know what Taisus says? Look inside the first wide line. The Kivan Shiraz Daimel Dvam Shiblev, Lachshilach is Dominata. It's a little bit like Dvam Shiblev, so it's not called Akira's Dav. Why? I said this in Shir Baruch Hashem as Mechant Rabbi Kivega. Why didn't Taisus say, because Afkin Rabbanan, the obvious answer? Why didn't the Gemara say it on this?
Because you have to do something, you said, right?
The Gemara, Daflami Gimel, says, if you hold Bitloi, Eino Mevoto. So it's not Midarais, it's a bottle, Midrael Mevoto. So the Gemara says, why didn't the Gemara say it on this Gemara? Since the Gemara didn't say it here, Vaisis is another terror, tell me. This is Taisus Jitasa Yasi, as I mentioned in the Daf. Taisus Yavamis learns that an erechod neman to say meis bailech is midrabon. Haitz kumvasei. Yolkadav minatah. The Rambam learns the machloik is rishon. Rambam, Ritva, Rashi, if erechod me uguna, the erechod leaves midrabon. Taisan say midrabon. The okadav minatah. Haitz kumvasei. So Tais says, since it's a strong svar, it's not called okadav minatah. If something is very convincing, so even though Midarais is not good Eidus, but since Isha, she's very careful, Daiko Minseva, right? Daiko Minseva, so it's a good Svara, it's not called Daiko Minseva, like it says here. So the Gemara doesn't need it over here, here the Gemara needs it. This is not strong enough. That's not Rabbi Kivega. So we're ready to learn Rabbi Kivega. So we finished the Tosis. Let's go over what Tosis says so we can study Rabbi Kivega.
Is it like an Ansadi?
No. It would be an Ansadi, it would be Dagais. Rambam learns, the Rechot is Neman, he's a Mitzvah Vidalagluya, he won't lie, it's a Neman, it's Dagais. Chazak. But Tosis, Tosis on Sayyid Midrabar, Tosis Yavam is Peches, says Aguna and the Rechot is Neman, Zayyid Midrabar. I can't even get Dagman on Tyre. Rashi and Shabbos instead of Shabbos says it's Afkir Rabbanan. You know the upslug of the Rashi. You know why you can't learn that way. Rashi learns in Shabbos, the end of Shabbos. Rashi learns.
It's in the spirit of the Torah, so it's not like the Torah, it's in the spirit of it.
I'm
trying to find a word for it.
It's not the spirit. It's something. It's compelling.
It's an expanded definition.
It's compelling. It's a compelling svar. Just means it's a compelling svar. Something that's strong. Taisus says, it's a shtickle like Dvarim Shebelev. It's not called Hakadav Ben Atayr. Since it's Daimel Dvarim Shebelev. As long as it's compelling, it's not called Hakadav Ben Atayr. I would use the word compelling. That's the word I would use. But you're right. It's, the Hittas, and Yivamis, it's a good Svara. It's a good Svara. It's not Hakadav Ben Atayr. Yishadakim, you have a strong Svara. Something compelling. Now, Rashi and Shabbos says, that Erech is Neman, because, famous, okay, they can do it. So what's Shver? You know what Shver Rabbi said? What happens if the husband comes back? What happens if the husband comes back? You remember the Mishnah, the long Mishnah? The whole 14 points. If we'd be Okadav, if they're Okadav Kedush, it's so some say they're okay on tonight, and he doesn't come back. There's all kinds of rain. So what state on Taisus rabbis? Taisus learns amazing pshat in this Gemara that it looked like a symbol of Gemara. The Gemara says, well, he was chasing after her, and when he, so you would think Havamina that it's Kilu Milsa. What is the lashon of the Gemara? Havamina that Igloy Milsa afraid of Libat like a marshmallow. So Taisus learns Midaraisa. It's a good bit. Midaraisa according to Rav, the whole Taisus is going like Rav. Kota Rabbi, it's only Gili Mills. Kota Rabbi, forget about it. Remember, this whole Tais is going like Rav. So what? The whole Tais is going like Rav, Rabbi. Shalol Aloch. But we have to contend with Rav. Rav is a mandab in the Gemara. You can't chuck Rav and say, oh, the Mishnah is against Rav. And the Mishnah would be obvious unless we have this Svaris chasing the Shlech. And Kota Rav, Gili Mills, Gita is Milsa. So Tais says, well, Midorei says, it's not a bit old. It's not a get. But since it's a shtickle, like Dvarim Shebelev, so the rabbi said that it's not a bittel, it's a good yet. Midoraisa, it's a bittel, because Gilu Milsa Bedaita was chasing the Shliach, and now we know, afterwards we know. So look at him.
I thought his first time was
there's a lot of more of Kivegas. Maybe when I come back, we'll learn more of these of Kivegas. But look at the bottom of this turnover up by sight. The bottom two lines of the second column. There's a lot of good of Kivegas. I'm skipping, but I want to do this thesis. This is a very important akud. This is the ikrim of the sug. You know, we like to do the ikrim of the sug. Mal the same gumulsa. Bafak of the Baal. Tamuli ma'oid. The bottom of the first column, the other side of the sheet, page 246. The other side of Reb Kivega, on the bottom two lines, on page 246. The other side of the sheet. Oh, you don't have two sides. You have the same sheet.
Yeah,
okay. Tamua lima oit. Tamua lima oit. The ma'utzuchu lidchoik. Why was Taisus now? You're going to look at this kasha Reb Kivega is so strong. I wasn't in the Achrayim Rosh Hashivas yet. It's not my derech to look too much at the Rosh Hashivas, but it's a very strong kashin Taisus Kivegas. Tamu ali ma'oid. The ma'ud tzachu litchay taso kidvarin shebelev. It's a deichag, right? Taisus saying it's midrabbanan, the whole thing. Taisus saying, aso, it's midrabbanan, really, it is a bittel. That's Taisus deichag, chat. The ma'ud tzachu litchay taso kidvarin shebelev. Habalavachi lo you the lo you luyeh. I'm sorry, top of the second time. Luyeh. Balavachi luyeh. Dvarim shebelev avizvah. What? Luyeh. Vel zayngu. Okay, that says gilu milsa. It's dvarim shebelev avizvah. Im dvarim shebelev avizvah. Okay. Mikol makayim hu ashliach. Bezdin and the Yodim, Mishas Mais and the Isha, Masha Belev. So let's say, okay, Gilu Milsa, Dvam Shebelev Advar. Right? Rava holds Gilu Milsa, since he did the act of chasing, it's Dvar, it's Havi Dvar. What you're thinking counts. Mamela Kamam Vatal Bediba Shalobithnea. Sakhtar Abi Kivega. It's Shalobithnea. The Mali Vatal Be'emes Shalobithanav. What's the difference if you're mevatel shlo b'funav or the mevatel b'funav and she'll do l'ashliach l'abezd? If they don't know, so what do you mean b'funav and shlo b'funav? You think it's b'funav. It's b'funav. If they're not aware, so shlo b'funav. Shlo you do l'ashliach l'abezd b'tulav. Shemur l'kama. Okay. He brings the Gemara Vaita, putting the wax in your ears. You remember that great Gemara? The guy was Dima Vatl. They were beating him up. And every time they, as soon as they rubbed together, he said, Bottle! He said, right again. Remember that story, David? They were beating this guy up, the cattle prods. About them saying, yeah, it's really right. They're forcing a guy to give a get. And every time he said, okay, I'll give the get. And then he said, Bottle! Bang! They hit him again. Each time he said, put cotton, put some,
so they don't hear.
Carry, put some wax in your ears. Put an earplugs. Harry Mavula Kama, Kabi Osvikari Badnaich, so put wax in your ears. I'm mevatel. If they don't hear, if Kivega is showing that if they don't hear, then it's not befun. Even though you're doing the bittel, it's technically a bittel in front of them, but if they don't hear it, as you see in the Gemara. Open in the Gemara. The Omer Bipem Moli Shaget Bottle, Mikal Makal.
But the point of Tosfos is that it's retroactive.
One second.
Because
but they didn't know then.
No, they didn't know then. But
so we called the seal. Look. Let's see. Mekomakon. Kevin sheinam on yodish eng shomim mikvei shelo befanav. If they don't hear, it's called shelo befanav. So what's the difference of mikvega? If they don't hear or if they don't understand, they can't beat or believe. Okay, say gilad milson datu gitad milson. Yes, it really works, but it's shelo befanav. It's not good because he didn't do it in front of the shliach. After having dvarim, he come out lenshma b'la'ezna shliach. And mikvei shelo befanav lomani. Now, Rabbi, we have to study another Tysus. See, Rabbi Kivega goes into another Tysus. We have to study another Tysus, a couple of more minutes. See, Rabbi Shai, we studied this Tysus in the Daf. When was Lamed Gimel? Was it Shabbos? No, when was Shabbos?
Friday.
This is Friday. We studied. Lamed Gimel was Friday. Lamed Dal was Shabbos. Lamed Gimel was Friday. So remember, dear, see, we had a Tysus. See, it's Machloikis. If you follow in front of Bezdin, originally they used to do it in front of Bezdin. Then they started doing, remember, Bishina, they used to do it in front of Bezdin. Then either Tikkunis Mamzerim or Agunis, depending, two or three. Then Rabbi Gamliel was Mesakin for the Shlich or the Isha. Now let's say you don't do it in front of Bezdin or the Shlich or the Isha. There's a machlokes bitlo mavutl, bitlo shayna mavutl. But let's say he doesn't do it in front of Bezdin or the Shliach of the Isha.
Who is doing it for?
Two Eidim. Well, if you hold you need three, you did it in front of two. If you hold you did it in front of... He didn't do it in front of... Depending if you need Eidim. If you need Eidim, then you can't say... You can't say you just need three and he did... So that's the shayna. So Taisus says in Lamed Gimel on the bottom there that everyone holds there bitloin and mavuta. See, it's a machlokes if you did bitl in front of Bezdin, the old system. But if you don't do Bezdin and you don't do shliach and isha, then everyone holds bitl and mavuta. So Reb Kivega says, "Veloma that Taisus b'liyashiv the oisid sad the Rebbe gam bevitl shel befonim yikomek mluchum ravi bitl. Maybe luchum it's a bitl. Taisus clears there. Maybe shelo befonav." It's lechumra, it's a bitl, not lekula, but lechumra will call it a bitl. So, in other words, he's saying that that's what's bothering Taisus. See, when Kveg is asking on Taisus, if the Shliach didn't know that he's doing the bitl, so it's like Shabbat Bafanov of the Shliach. So who cares? Gila Milsa Badaita Milsa, it's a Gila Das, it's Dvam Shibalev Dvar. But if the shliach wasn't aware what he's doing, the shliach made the mistake, as you said, Tzvi. So the shliach doesn't know he's doing the bittel. Well, later he found out, but when he did the bittel, he needs to do the bittel before the get was given. And before the get was given, the shliach wasn't aware, so shelo befanav. In short, that's a Kivegas kash. Kivegas kash on Taisus is, why is Taisus mitchering on Rav? That Gilu Dati begins milsi, so it should work. So the bittel should work. But you didn't do it in front of the shliach. Who cares, Gilu? You had a Gilu died. But he agrees the shliach didn't know. The shliach didn't know why you're chasing him. So if he doesn't know, it's like shlo befanav, like the wax in the air. It's not correct. See, now Reb Kivega wants to say maybe Taisus held that if you're not mevalt with the shliach and not in front of the isha, but still the chumra the bittel works. The chumra the bittel works. Like our kids. The kaima ata, but also tzad, the bitl of nezin love, the bitl clown. Tais is saying, shalom bebezin, it's not a bitl at all. Taisus comparing it. It's going to be Akru Davar Torah. The Lidmais Lebitl Shlo Bebezdin. The Pshuta came the Bitl Shlo Bebezdin. La Mahani. Bitl Shlo Bebezdin doesn't help. She have a drug. We call it Bitl Shlo Bebezdin.
Can I try the difference in Akru on this? Can I try the offer in Akru Mina?
Yeah, you can we for first Reb Kivega first. Just give me a minute. One more. I want to see what he says at the end of this piece. V'yoser afan mahani bittel shelo bebezdin. Let's say Bittl works Shalom. So again, Rabbi said, does Miss Supik. Bittl Mavutl. In front of Bezdin. But let's say the Bittl El Shalom Bifnei Bezdin, Shalom Bifnei Shlech, Shalom Bifnei Shlech. That's what Tais is talking about. That's what Tais clarity. Tani Novach. Of Bittl Shalom Bifnei Dich. But she had Bifnei Eidim. He didn't have Shaverv. Ah, where's the Eidim? Yeah, who brought it up? You brought it up. Someone brought it up. You need Eidim. When you do b'shas habitl, you have b'shas shalom b'edim. So there's no edim. Even if you want to say shalom b'fnei bezin, but if Tosfos told you need edim, so here there's no edim. Where the edim? Nobody knows. We only found out why he's chasing him after he got the shliach. So it's a bitl shalom b'bezin. It's a bitl shalom b'edim. So what's Tosfos mitzvah? Vegas says that's why it doesn't work. Now what do you want to say? Between the cotton, between the.
Who see him running? They don't know what it means. Later, they find out what it meant. So later, retroactively, they knew what he was saying. So you can relate it back.
So it's called Bittl Fragav Eidim.
It's different from not hearing anything before, and then later on he comes back and says, I was Mavatl.
You mean since afterwards, since he comes to claim.
But we didn't understand what he was saying. It's like a deaf man was talking, nobody could understand.
So if you have waxing ears, you never know.
Yeah.
Waxing, you walk up, you don't know, waxing your ears.
You don't know he said anything.
But here, you find out later what he meant before. So since later, you find out what he meant before, that's called.
That's the only answer I
can
think of, that's all.
Defend Tosfos.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.